Ladies and gentlemen, what you might have just heard is that things cut out a bit there, and basically, because it's such a glorious day in London...
My phone's fucked.
Andy's phone's overheated. So, you've missed us talking about who we thought the best player was, the biggest surprise, the biggest disappointment, all that sort of thing. I don't think we're going to have time to go through too much of it now. Basically...
World Cup's fucking over anyway, isn't it?
World Cup's over... We're talking about the final, yeah.
In summary, it was quite a good World Cup.
It was a pretty fucking brilliant World Cup.
But it's over now, and I'm just thinking about club football now.
Yeah, me too.
What I got announced this morning as well is that England are playing Scotland in a friendly in November.
At Celtic Park. And I saw
that, and I was like, oh, England.
November.
Yeah. Just England. Yes. Hopefully, when the qualifiers start coming back around, I'll be a bit more enthusiastic.
The last home international, though, that was a cracking game, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, the 3-2. Ricky Lambert scoring with his first touch.
Yeah, that's fine.
That was played. That was a decent game.
Yeah. And Scotland are an improving... it's nice when these smaller nations come through, isn't it? Because they're improving. That was a bit of a condescension there. Don't let my boss say she's Scottish.
I was going to say smaller nations. We'd probably be ranked about near them.
With the next rankings that come out, we will be 7 places above them.
Well, they're 27?
They're 27.
How the fuck are they 27?
Because they haven't lost under Gordon Strachan. Six games they've not lost.
Have they played anyone?
They've played 6 games. I can't remember the quote. They played Poland, and they beat them in Poland. So...
Rankings.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hang on. The Swiss didn't look... that bad, did they? And what were they before the tournament started?
Switzerland, they were something like 7th. They had a good ranking.
Well, they didn't have a bad tournament.
They were top seeds. No, they had a good tournament, yeah. But
it's club football.
I mean, the team...
What I like about this time of year, all the adverts will start coming out soon as well. Yeah. BBC did one at the end of their end of it last night, didn't they? Did the credits with the song, what have you, and straight into a little Premier League FA Cup football league.
Yeah, they've got the FA Cup out this season, the BBC.
Yeah,
have they?
Brilliant.
Good.
The fixtures that are going to be televised across the leagues are out on Wednesday, I think. So that will be something.
Televised games, you mean?
You say the fixtures are going to be televised.
Yeah. Well,
you're talking about CFAX. Fixtures have been televised.
I've missed CFAX.
Oh, not teletext. Fuck that. I miss CFAX. And I used to sit there.
What's the difference between teletext and CFAX?
Teletext was the BBC's version.
No, teletext was ITV. CFAX was BBC.
Oh, right.
I used to sit there on a Saturday afternoon before the days of Soccer Saturday and every game being televised on the internet and watch the scores on rotate on CFAX, waiting for updates.
You're not the only one, Mike.
No. It was brilliant. Yeah. I know I'm not the only one. I'm bringing up a memory, Jim.
Well,
a collective memory.
As memories go, you know.
How did you spend your childhood on a Saturday afternoon?
You've not lived my life.
Something that doesn't exist anymore.
You've not lived my life. Be happy that that's not a highlight of yours.
I'm surprised you had a TV up there, to be honest. But we'll
we did all right. But
so what we're talking, it's now less than 4 weeks before the Football League kicks off.
Four weeks today,
we'll be talking about a charity shield that would have just happened.
Yeah.
Or just happening.
So it's the 10th, yeah.
Charity Shield happens a week after the Football League kicks off. Because you've got 2 weekends of Football League before the Charity Shield.
Nah, usually the Football League kicks off on a Saturday and the Charity Shield's on a Sunday.
It's great. I can say this because Dan isn't here, so obviously I've spoken about it before.
Charity Shield? Arsenal
versus City. Yeah.
FA Cup. Can that be interesting? There's some top signings there to start off.
So actually, talking about signings, so Arsenal have actually signed players before the deadline.
Yep.
They've signed Sanchez and looks like De Bosch. Is it Debussy?
And not only that, this morning it's been announced in the Spanish media that Sami Khedira is likely to be announced an Arsenal player in the next few hours.
Chelsea? I thought it was going Chelsea.
Apparently Arsenal's pretty much done deal.
Really? We spoke about it last week, but that is going to be a great signing.
Over the moon with Sanchez, obviously I think anyone would be. Khedira as well, brilliant. Looked really, really good. Especially with Debussy, he's keeping Sanya out of the front. It's very much a similar, it's just a replacement buyer.
Better than Sanya though, arguably.
In terms of North London signings, the key one last week was Spurs, the goalkeeper.
Hugo Lloris.
I can't believe they've done that. Brilliant signing. I thought he was done at PSG. I missed that one. But that's a really good signing. I don't think it was stated he's 32, but if he did...
No, but either to have him on contract,
I was talking to another lad we worked with, John Day, and I'd forgotten that Fabregas had signed for Chelsea. I mean, that's a big old signing.
He'll look strange in a Chelsea shirt.
So, who are the players that United
United have signed so far?
So we've got Shaw and Herrera, and according to...
Herrera and who?
Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw, sorry.
And according to the Italian media, Arturo Vidal is a done deal, which would be a great signing.
Another great signing.
But everyone seems to be... Certainly,
West Ham,
for want of a better term, the big five in United, City, Arsenal, Chelsea and Liverpool are all stepping up. And Tottenham and Everton are going to have to look to splash a bit of cash somewhere. Apparently, the odds on Lukaku...
Liverpool have only signed Southampton players, haven't they?
Lallana and Lambert and Emre Can from Bayer Leverkusen look very good. And also, they're on the verge of Origi, the Belgian lad from the World
Cup.
He
looked quite good, as
he looked very good. Yeah,
actually,
one of the few very good young players. I don't know if he really exploded on the scene, but
was he maybe more impactful?
I tell you what,
we're
talking about this. They've missed us talking about the young players of the tournament. So fuck that. But. Yeah, and obviously the big...
They might not have missed it.
I think they have. I doubt... Anyway, Andy. Suarez has confirmed this week to Barcelona. There's that dreadful picture of him that looks really photoshopped. He can't be officially unveiled. It's not surprising.
No.
Oh, well. I'm glad he's out of the English game now, actually.
It's a bit bittersweet, really, in a way, because he's a really good, fantastic player.
I've had enough of him.
But, I mean, it's over. Like I say, I have had enough of him now, and it's a bit of a caricature.
It's like that whole Mourinho situation. Like, you want him back because he's a bit of a joker, and he's fun with... But halfway through the season, I was just like, do you know what? I wish he'd fucking shut up.
So you're comparing Suarez to a bit of a joker?
Yeah.
See where you'll bite at and rate... And rapist. Rapist, I went for there. No, it's been nothing. There's been no allegations.
You know what? He's hardly one of the crazy gang, is he? He's hardly
you know what I'm talking about. I want it to be about football, none of this fucking bullshit around it.
But you know, that's endemic of the Sky Sports Society.
There's always a story. That's what I want to know.
No, but he's done a few more training videos, I think, so we'll be all right.
What are they going to do then? They've got to do something. Liverpool, you can't... How are you going to replace that?
Well, the talk this morning is they're going to make a £45 million bid for Marco Reus. That would be interesting.
He's been linked with United as well.
He's been linked with everyone, as most players are these days.
Who's going to go for Hummels?
Apparently, Hummels is apparently United's... In United's vision, the other two, Di Maria said he wants to move to England rather than Paris Saint-Germain, but he don't want to play outside the Champions League, so United look unlikely. And apparently Edison Cavani's told his agent to find him a club in England. So
overrated.
Crystal Palace might be looking for someone for Cavani.
See if Spironi or...
I reckon Chamakh might keep him out of the team.
Well, he signed a new 2-year deal.
Love him, eh?
He actually did a good job.
That's
there.
I reckon he'll probably keep...
He had a great goal scoring record in his first year at Arsenal as well, Chamakh.
Well, and that was when Van Persie was injured, wasn't it? And then he'd come back and...
But if you want some competitive club football, as I spoke about before, the Europa League and the Champions League are on. The British clubs did really well in the Europa League. I won't run through them all, but Aberdeen are through.
Who's standout?
Don't, because Stan went mental last year.
I know.
He took that back into the office, bless him.
He doesn't like anything outside the Premier League, does he? He doesn't like anything outside Spurs, pretty much. But one thing that's really impressive, only one of the Northern Irish clubs out of four, Glenavon, went out. The other three got through.
Really?
That's a tiny league. That's really impressive. All the Republic of Ireland clubs went through, all the Welsh clubs went out, and unfortunately Aberystwyth, who took the piss out of United on Twitter, got beat 9-0 on aggregate by Derry City. Boo fucking who. What a shame.
They did play in Europe though.
And I will give one mention, Dan doesn't like it, fuck him, to Santa Coloma from Andorra, who became only the second Andorran side to make it past the first round of European football. They got through to the second round of the Champions League. They knocked out the Armenian side, Banants. Fair play to them. That's
Congratulations.
A country about the size of Henry Addington's, where we're currently drinking. That's really impressive.
Out of all the players that played in the World Cup, who, as we've talked about transfers, who do you want to see in the Premier League?
Honestly, I was happy with Sanchez. I think he had a fucking great World Cup, and anyone watching Sanchez play for Chile, I don't know how they'd say they wouldn't have him in the team.
You're a United fan. United got money to spend. Who do you want to see?
I think you've got to go a long way to beat Sheldon Ameobi. Now he's out of contract. But
I'd like any team to just sign 4 or 5 Honduras players.
Security,
surely.
Well, we're going to
hope that they get Millwall in the cup.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell. I think we'll have to leave it. I'm sorry it's been a short show and you've missed half what we've spoken about, but it's a lovely day. I'm going to be gone now for a month. When I come back, this is the brilliant thing, get married at the weekend, go on honeymoon. When I come back, Football League's starting again, and the Charity Shield, literally the day I get back, the Football League starts.
What a great break.
Fantastic, you can't beat it.
Talking of wives, no, I better not do
it. No.
No, just maybe a gate for when Mike's
No, you go.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had a wife.
Yeah.
Didn't have to be yours.
No, I'll leave it.
Jim, you've heard all the conversations I've been having at work with my missus about this wedding today, and yeah.
Old Gertz's missus looks all right, doesn't she, as well?
Yeah.
Mm. She's got herself in the papers and the websites all today, so she's going to get
she'll
some
do
money
all right.
I don't know what she does. Is she a model or something, probably?
Probably, yeah.
Beckham, letting his kids wear Argentine shirts as well.
I thought that was funny. I'd love it if they had Simeone on the back as well.
Well, yeah, there is that. He was basically interviewed and he said, I prefer Argentina to win just for Messi. He really likes Lionel Messi. He said, as a role model on my day, that's why they should win it.
Well,
I know what Mike wants to get another pint, but on Simeone, what actually, what ban has he got? Was it actually confirmed how bad his ban is?
I thought you said banned for a minute.
It was.
Well, he has been banned.
Yeah he got the Kaiser Chiefs. But no, I think it was something like 2 days. I can't remember. That was last season. Let's look at this season. Now let's focus forward.
There's talk of him becoming the next Argentina manager as well, isn't there? Because the Fed resigns.
Yeah, Sabella. Ex-Sheffield United, as the commentators pointed out every five minutes.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
But yeah, so now we can look forward. We've got pre-season friendlies. We've got the transfer window. We've got more Europa League. In fact, I'm going to task Dan to give you a roundup because Celtic play this week in the Champions League. Tom Hunter will want to talk about that next week. Some Icelandic people.
Tom's lost his beard.
He has. Tom
when I say lost it, I mean he shaved it off. He didn't actually put it down somewhere and lose it.
I've nicked it to try and grow one of my own. Tell you what.
To match your wife.
Anyone got anything else to say to stop Coxon from getting another point?
Nothing, no. So put your passcode in and I'll round up. Banter at footballpubcast.co.uk, facebook.com/thefootballpubcast, footballpubcast.tumblr.com, and we're on Twitter at footballpubcast. Write a review on iTunes. We haven't had one since May. It'd
not
be nice.
On this show, though.
Have you checked, though? Have you checked?
I have. I check every week.
Every day.
So,
yeah, don't review.
Have fun. I'll see you in a month. These fuckers will see you next week. Kiss, kiss.
Bye.